it's the budget season in New York, and in recent years, that means lawmakers will have to consider Governor Andrew Cuomo's latest effort to complicate the delivery of property tax breaks for homeowners, and this year is no different. To discuss the latest initiative in the budget proposal, we're joined by Assemblymember Sandy Galiff, a Westchester County Democrat who chairs the Chamber's Committee on Real Property Taxation. Welcome back to the show, Assemblymember.
It's great to be here.
So one of the governor's local tax proposals this year has to do with Enhanced STAR, a school property tax break for middle-class seniors. Can you walk us through what's in the executive budget?
Well, I don't understand why every year we have a change in the STAR program, as you kind of indicated. This is the newest one, and this one is to have any taxpayer that owns property and their income is for this year it'd be a limited income of $90,550. That they would have to enroll in the Enhanced STAR credit program instead of what other seniors have been able to do since this program started in the 1990s. And what would happen is that people would not have the exemption on their school bill, and instead they would wait for a check to come in the mail to cover their Enhanced STAR program, which is a tremendous benefit for people. My concern is you're dealing with people that have less of an ability to pay taxes. They are, in most instances, retired and don't have the upfront money in case the check doesn't come in on time. So personally, I think it's just a bad idea, and I'm not sure what the benefits of the program really are to anyone.
Yeah, how does the timing of the check work? Is this something that it comes, you know, theoretically early enough that you might have not paid the bill yet, or do you not even get that check until you've already paid the bill at that fuller price?
Well, we've had a very difficult time with the rollout of the credit check program. The Commissioner Schmidt of the Tax Department, Tax and Finance, yesterday said that he felt that 97% of the people do get their checks before their taxes are due. I don't know that to be totally valid. I know we've had people that call our office usually during the school tax time to say, you know, they haven't gotten their check, or it's it's the wrong amount or whatever it is. So he indicated that he would get back to me to let me know exactly numbers of people have gotten their checks in time. And I said to him, it's not just the day before, you can't do that. It has to be out much earlier. So but at the other end of the day, I don't know what the value is. I mean, it's writing a check instead of having it just taken off of your tax bill. I think the public, the STAR program is one of the most popular programs in our state, and I believe the public is really likes it and likes it the way it is, where it's just a certain amount of money taken off of your tax bill. I think we're really just playing games in a sense with this program, and I think the goal is probably to have everybody into a credit program so all New Yorkers would get a credit check instead of having a certain amount taken off their school taxes, which does make a difference, I think, for school budgets in the long run and getting them passed and so on. It could be a systemic problem that develops.
And is it fair to say that the governor's rationale for this transition that he's been leading in recent years is largely a budgetary gimmick in terms of, you know, obfuscating the real budget taxing and spending by shifting the way this appears on the books? Because it's not like we're spending any more or less money on the program.
No, it's the same amount of money. And I agree with you. I think it's just a tax gimmick. It keeps the state budget expenditures within the 2% tax cap. And this is the way he's used the program to help do that. It is an expensive program. You know, we're talking about billions of dollars, but at the end of the day, the public really enjoys this program. And, I'm always very concerned that it might you know, be taken away or downplayed or benefits decreased. And so, you know, as you see these changes, you just wonder, you know, where we're headed to.
During the past budget negotiations about similar efforts, state lawmakers have complained about about changes to the STAR program advanced by the governor, but they're ultimately, you know, seemingly almost every year, included in the final deal. Is that just because he cares more about this issue? I mean, it's more important to him to get the books cooked, so to say, than it is for lawmakers to stop and spend political capital on this issue?
I can't tell you for sure. I just look at it from the assembly perspective. I know we do all we try, and we've sometimes been able to halt the changes. You know, lowering the STAR program from 500,000, it's been going down over time. We've tried to eliminate it. We've had some successes, and other years we have not. And it's back to, you know, the governor really wanting this tax cap, and I think of all years this year, we shouldn't be, well, the tax cap is like 1.2%, I believe. You know, this is the year when we've had all of this frustration with COVID and the cost to everybody, whether it's schools or individuals. You know, we shouldn't have to stick to this tax cap, but that's my feeling. But I think it's hard. This particular program, I believe it will cost us, I think it's $34 million. It's about a $35 million shift out of the expenditure roll. So this is a more limited one, mm-hmm. and hopefully we can win on this one. And also, it's with senior citizens, which, you know, we start to change all these programs. We heard from the Assessors Association yesterday how difficult it is to make all these switches all the time with all the people that they deal with, because seniors very often, especially with Enhanced STAR, having to give information about their income, and it's done in different ways, but you know, it's another burden on the assessors and the burden on the senior citizens at this time. So they were actually asking if we do go with this program that it should be expanded only over a 2-year period of time, and you know, let's work through the system.
Well, and it's my understanding that this system was something where seniors were basically automatically re-enrolled in the past, and now this year they're going to have to proactively sign up for the tax benefit. Does the governor's budget include any sort of provision, say, for a public outreach campaign to ensure New Yorkers get the tax break they're entitled to? Or is this just going to fall on, like, local lawmakers, the assessors, local officials to, you know, remind people, you know, sign up for this because you might leave money on the table if you don't?
Well, I think this was made very clear yesterday in testimony from the Assessors Association, is that is a problem. This is a hard time to educate the public about anything. You know, offices aren't open. I mean, we do quite a bit through the mails. The mail had their problems also. And, you know, it's going to be very hard to advise people. This also came up because there's a proposal with the mobile homeowners to also have a tax credit check made to the mobile homeowners. And, you know, I asked the question yesterday, how are you going to notify everyone? And I guess the answer was we're going to send out a mailing to everyone. I don't know whether they have a list of everyone who lives in a mobile home, because right now they do send it to the general mobile homeowner that owns the property, and then that gets distributed to the individual mobile homeowners. But so I don't know how they're going to do that either, and, you know, as they change that. I think there's more interest in that approach with the mobile homeowners, because they lose a little bit of money because the person that owns the property and has the oversight gets 2% of the amount of money that comes in for STAR. So if there, you know, if there are 50 homes, mobile homes in a property, some of that is taken off for the person who allocates the money, and usually that's something that's taken off your rent. So There is more interest in fairness for those who are living in mobile homes. And then it was brought up yesterday, maybe we should do that with co-ops also, because it's the same issue with co-ops, where whoever is the manager is in charge of the distribution of any STAR programs in co-ops. So there's some good things that can happen that help the public, and there are others that are a disadvantage to the public, and I think the enhanced STAR is just a disadvantage to the seniors in the state of New York, and they're really, you know, it's not foreseeable what the benefits are, other than, you know, a tax change and a tax gimmick.
So besides this recurring STAR issue, did anything else stand out to you from Tuesday's hearing on the taxes portion of the governor's budget?
Well, there were a whole, you know, in the area that I work with, the Real Property Tax Board is certainly a major issue. It's not working for the state of New York, and we really have to beef that up. But that we actually had a little debate on cannabis, recreational or adult marijuana, which was very interesting. I don't think it was supposed to be a debate on the merits of it. It was supposed to be more on the revenues that might come in. But it's pretty clear that there aren't any real revenues in this year's budget if it were to go forward. But there was also a number of questions about the stock transfer tax. Some saying, you know, we would be the only state in the nation that would do it, and we would, you know, eventually people might leave the state on that issue, and others saying just the opposite. So we had a few. The panels were put together so that there seemed to be a few debates on several issues. And one that stood out, which was kind of interesting, the middle income tax credit, which is on hold this year, and I believe is worth $400 million to middle income New Yorkers. It was compared to a tax credit that we would give to the film industry, which would be $400 million. So it was an interesting analysis. I think maybe there's something that we can do to help both entities, but not spend our money all in one place. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to get our production industries, film industry, back into gear after a terrible year for everyone. So these tax credits, can be very helpful to facilitate that. And we had a lot of, you know, talk about renewable energy and how to assess solar and wind, and I don't think we determined what we're going to do. But it was an interesting discussion, and it lasted for quite some time, which I think all of them do.
Well, we've been speaking with Assemblymember Sandy Galiff, a Westchester County Democrat who chairs the Chamber's Committee on Real Property Taxation. Assemblymember, thank you so much for making the time.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day today.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.